Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about growing together and what it looks like when God grows us individually for the purpose of growing together as a body. And so each weekday morning, we'll share a different aspect of the growth that God wants us to have that involves others. And today we're going to talk and pray about growing together with joy and how our relationship in Christ ought to flow from us to others and from others to us in a way that is joyful. Romans 15, verse 32, Paul writes, and he says, "By God's will I may come to you with joy, and together with you be refreshed." You read the letters of Paul throughout the New Testament, and you'll discover this common thread, a number of common threads, but one of them is a desire to be with those that he's writing to. He's writing because, well, he's not with them. And many times he's writing because he's in custody, he's in prison. He can't be with them. And even the letters that tend to be more correctional, trying to address issues that are very serious, Paul's desire is to be with them. Sometimes when we're in conflict with others, when there's things in their life that we think ought to be changed, well, our natural reaction, for some of us at least, is to avoid them. And we find Paul's example of knowing that correction is needed, but still wanting to be with them. And when we grow together in joy and with joy, we discover how that refreshes both us and others. There are probably people, I hope there are people in your life, that just bring joy anytime that you're around them. You meet, you talk on the phone, you have a random encounter with them, and it just changes your day. Perhaps it's their attitude, their smile, their cheerfulness, their honesty. Perhaps it's their generosity. There's a whole list of things that tend to bring joy into our life. And many of those things are represented within the people that we know and love. And when we begin to live with an attitude of joy in the midst of our meetings, in the midst of our gatherings, in the midst of our times of corporate worship, there's a huge difference between showing up at a church building because, well, you always do, because, well, you think you're supposed to, and showing up at a church building because you want to be there. And when we come to gather with others with an attitude of joy in our heart and in our life, I can tell you, as one that's up front on a regular basis, it brings joy to me. It's one of the reasons, as I preach and as I have opportunity to be up front, I love watching the children, especially the infants and toddlers. They're just always, I'm not always, I understand parents that there are times they're not joyful, but when everything's going well, and they're with the people they love, they're filled with joy. And they're not trying to hide it. I don't know that they could hide it. But what happens when we translate that characteristic into our life as adults? When we're gathered together with the people that we love and things are going well, the joy that we experience ought to be expressed in a way that it refreshes everyone. And sometimes it's a matter of each one of us having to check our attitude at the door. Maybe check our attitude at the door before we leave home. I think of David as he writes how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Or when he writes, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, I think either of those verses would be great verses to quote to yourself maybe multiple times. Every time that you leave the house. And especially every time that you leave the house to gather with others for the purpose of worshiping God and studying His Word. But even on the days that you're going to work or you're going to the grocery store or you're going to the golf course, to remind yourself when you leave how good and pleasant it is when brethren, when we dwell together in unity. And when we begin to plant those seeds in our mind, we become messengers of joy. We arrive with an attitude of refreshing. Not just a refreshing for ourselves, but a refreshing of those that we're with. When we exhibit a hesitation, a discomfort, a reluctance, it's noticed. And it kind of brings down the attitude of everyone. And we all go through those seasons of life, those days where it just seems like nothing has gone right. And we're not the joyful person that we want to be or that we ought to be. And that's understandable. But it's in those moments that the joy that we gather with ought to be a refreshment to us, even when we're not experiencing that level of joy that we once had. But it ought to encourage us. It ought to lift us. It ought to help us. And so there are times where we grow together in joy because others are helping us, and there's times that we grow together in joy because we're helping others. But I think most often we grow together in joy because, well, each of us is both being helped and helping. And when we learn the joy of the Lord, the old song says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. We find a refreshing stream of water that flows from the Spirit of God into us, through us, and into others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to experience joy regardless of our circumstances. Father, I confess there are so many times where I allow the enemy to steal my joy because I don't like the circumstances that I find myself in. And Father, I'm thankful that you've given us the body of Christ. You've given us one another to be encouragers and comforters and helpers and sharers of joy for those times where we feel empty. And so, God, I pray that every one of us today that's hearing these words that I'm sharing, that not just those that are out there hearing them, but even myself as I'm hearing them, that we would choose to gather with a spirit of joy, with the intention of not only being refreshed, but the intention of refreshing others. Father, every one of us go through times where life is difficult. And for most of us, we go through times where, well, life isn't difficult because those seem to be the small times. The majority seem to be the difficult times. And so, God, help us to realize the value of one another. How our shared joy doesn't just add together, it multiplies. And as the joy that we share multiplies, it refreshes all who surround us. The contagious laughter, the contagious contentment. And Father, for those that are really struggling, who need the refreshing of your Spirit, may it be evident in us in such a way that as we desire and put into practice being with them, that we're both refreshed. So God, help us to pay attention, to notice those that are struggling, those that are in great need of that refreshing Spirit. And as we notice, instead of avoiding, give us the courage to come together in joy. Give us the courage to share of ourselves what you've put within us. Give us the courage to desire relationship, so that as we desire to be together, the joy that we experience would cause such a refreshing of mind, soul, body, and spirit that the world notices that Jesus is in this place because he's in his people. And Father, as we come together and as we grow together in joy, may we lift up Jesus as the foundation, as the author, as the creator of that joy, so that as we lift him up, many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.